We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and CEO of Seniors Publishing and Hollow Man Publishing. How are you, Paul? And you're excited about our guest today.
I'm very excited. We have Mark Tillett here, but his fans are going to know him by his pen name of MTT. And so welcome, Mark. You're going to tell us all about your new book, I think, and we're going to go from there.
Thank you. Well, I have two books. I had one published last year, and it's called One Man's Love for One Woman. And this is the cover of it.
Okay.
Very and nice. Also, I just had my second and third book, which is two books in one. And this is the cover of it, if you can see it.
Yep, great.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so what inspired you to write those books, Mark?
Well, it was from a previous relationship that I was in for 4 years. And it just went astray on her part. And, I mean, I didn't give my heart away for over 30 years to someone. And, unfortunately, she was it that I gave it to. And she was a cheater and a liar and abusive and very disrespectful, as her kids were, disrespectful. And so within those 4 years that I was with her, I was trying to get out of the relationship, but had no place to go. So I had to stay in the relationship until I had a place to go.
So would you say, Mark, was it narcissistic in a lot of ways? The ex?
Very narcissistic.
So what kind of things did you see from the beginning when you thought the relationship was going to be great? Because a lot of people get really excited at that initial start of a relationship, especially if it's another relationship after a marriage, right? Second or you know, a rebound where they don't really understand what they're getting themselves into. They're just going with the flow because that's as human beings, we do that. At first, Did it seem like it was going to be great, Mark?
Well, I seen through her own personal pain of being abandoned as a child because she was adopted because her father didn't want her, her mother didn't want her. Even her adopted mother didn't really want her. So every guy that she's been with, she has cheated on him. And when her late husband was on his deathbed, she was out cheating on him. So that same year of his death, I lost my second oldest boy. He was 20 years old. And so we're both kind of in dark places. We met 4 months later after her late husband passed away and started a relationship. So as I said, I seen the good in her. I knew what she could have been, but herself didn't see it. She was more in love with the thing of being in love than being actually in love with someone.
Because what we do is we have the Florence Nightingale syndrome. We want to change somebody, or we also want to change. It's not what we want to change. We want to feel for their pain, feel for things that they go through and think that they're going to change. And it just didn't change for you, Mark, right?
No, I didn't. Not at all.
First, you were in love for a second. What started happening after that? Because, you know, I'm starting to study narcissistic relationships and talk about them with certain people that I've had conversations with while I've been dating after breaking up with an ex. So tell me specifically enough what you see some of these narcissistic relationships. Like, what stuff did you see from her abandoned stuff? I know the cheating, but what about narcissists? How did she tear you down at times, Mark?
Because she would tell me what I wanted to hear from her and not actually meaning it. And after a while, after she gets tired with someone, she'll go online and find somebody else to get that high that narcissists thrive for, because they always want to be high on a new relationship or whatever type of relationship that it is. And with narcissists, they all keep jumping back and forth from the person that they're with to another person to get that high. and also that they will play mind games with you. They'll manipulate you into thinking that you're it for them and there's nobody else, you know, the whole nine yards. So it's basically just a mind game for them.
So you got to escape out of that relationship, and that's why you've written these two books. What are these two books kind of telling people to teach them?
I'm hoping that they learn from it that, you know, what they see and what they feel is not exactly what it is sometimes, because through the manipulation part of a relationship is that one person will treat their partner good to a sense, make them believe, like I said, that they're the only one, but also have somebody on the back burner to run to when things might be a little bit rocky or, you know, so you can't change a narcissist person because they'll never change. And then when you come into the narcissism syndrome, which people in a narcissistic relationship suffer from, and that's a very long healing process. And as I've read on it, that it doesn't go away. It stays with the
person. Hard for the person that was in a relationship with a narcissist to get out of it and to recover from it. And the reason is, and this is something you didn't talk about, Mark, but I'm sure that when you look it back, is they bring you, they love bomb you, they get you to a certain high, then they start to tear you down about specific things. Exactly. And they tear you down. And if you decide to continue to be torn down, they will discard you. But if you get rid of them before that, they do that. So this is from talking to specific people that I have dated online that has dated narcissists, and also clients have told me these stories. So the book is hopefully to tell people you can't judge a book by its cover. You really have to go inside that book and figure out, is there any tendencies or things to be concerned about? So you can't have complete trust with people like your ex, it sounds like.
Exactly. Because you can't trust them, because no matter what they'll do, they will use their jobs, they will use their friends to meet new people, like going out to nightclubs or restaurants to the bars to meet new people. They'll even use dating apps or hookup sites to meet other people. And that's what a narcissist person, from what I read, does. And that's also what I've experienced with her.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's pretty heavy, but I do have another book, hopefully going to come out next year. It's a tell-all story of the whole relationship from start to finish. She lied to me from the very first night to the very end when she pulled the gun on me. So that's another thing with narcissists. They're very abusive.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you're recovering from that and you found true love, right?
Yes.
That's the end of the story that makes the story great, is you found true love. So where's the best place people can find information on you, purchase your book, and learn more about you?
You can find the books on Amazon.com, on Prime. And also there's an ebook, which is a little bit cheaper than the copper prices, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, mom and pop stores, bookstores, Target, Walmart, all those stores there.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, sir. Thanks again for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.